And welcome back. The 22nd annual Big Muddy Blues Festival will be held Labor Day weekend, and as St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter reports, it will feature more than 50 bands and 6 stages on Laclede's Landing.
This year's festival also includes 2 tribute shows at the National Blues Museum. Jeremy Siegel Moss is one of the festival's coordinators, and he joins us now. Jeremy, welcome to St. Louis On the Air.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, nice to see you again. Many people know you as part of the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. What's the band doing now?
We're still playing all the time. We just celebrated our 16-year anniversary. If you can believe that, Carrie and I have been playing that long around town. And mostly we're, you know, just here all the time playing.
Now, you've been co-coordinating this thing for a couple of years now. Did your band play in this before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess the first time the Bottoms Up Blues Gang played at Big Muddy was probably 13 years ago or so, and played on and off throughout all the variations of the festival since.
Well, you also happen to be the president of the St. Louis Blues Society. So how do they figure into this?
I do wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Blues Society originally started the Big Muddy Blues Festival in 1986 when it was called the Blues and Heritage Festival. They had it at Mississippi Nights in multiple stages. And so ever since then, I guess they ran it for about 6-7 years, and then the Landing took it over. And since then, we've just been here as support staff, kind of. I do this outside of the Blues Society or as a musician. But yeah, we're pretty much, this is a team effort this year. Everyone's throwing in.
The festival features St. Louis groups exclusively, but that's only been true for a couple of years.
It's kind of a throwback. They used to do that with the Blues Festival. And then over the years, multiple groups have run this show down on the Landing. And when they asked me to get involved last year, that was kind of my caveat is, you know, I mean, St. Louis is, we have one of the greatest heritages of music in the world. And often I think we think that we need national acts, and those are always good shows. I mean, who doesn't like to see a national act come in? But we have something special here in St. Louis, and so that's what we're featuring. I mean, we have over 50 St. Louis acts this year on 6 stages.
Now, was it hard to find 50 or not?
Honestly, the list of people that aren't playing the festival is longer than the list of people who are. There is so much talent in St. Louis. And also our blues ranges from, you know, Delta blues to soul and R&B and everything in between. So honestly, we could have a festival with 100 bands and still have people left over.
So if you were going to sum up the Big Muddy Blues Festival 2017, what would you put on a flyer or radio ad? What would you say?
That we're celebrating St. Louis blues music. I mean, this is the opportunity. All of these musicians perform all over St. Louis every single night of the week. And this is the opportunity for us all to get together, see each other play, hang out with the fans, and celebrate where we all came from.
Well, let's meet 2 of the more than 50 acts that are going to take part in this festival on the Labor Day weekend. Please welcome Alonzo Townsend and Frank Bauer. Hi to both of you.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing?
Alonzo, you're not actually a recording artist yourself, or you don't play in a band, actually, do you?
Yeah, not officially. My job, my hat this year for the festival and for last year is I'm the MC for the Big Muddy Blues Festival.
Now, there are 6 stages, though, so how does that work?
Well, I get to post up on the main stage where a lot of the pandemonium begins, should I say, because I think the first act usually starts off on the main stage and it kind of just flows out through the festival. So I get a chance to park myself right on the main stage all weekend long.
Uh-huh. And Frank, you play with the group Jeremiah Johnson. You have for a couple of years. Tell me a little bit about them.
I have. The Jeremiah Johnson Band has been rolling in St. Louis pretty heavy since about 2010. Prior to that, Jeremiah was down in Houston making a scene down there. But for the past 2 years, I've been honored to be a part of the band.
Uh-huh. And Alonzo, some people might not realize it, your dad was Henry Townsend.
Yes.
Tell me about his legacy in the blues and how he fit into the St. Louis history of music here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, my father's one of the bedrock artists of St. Louis. He's been called the patriarch of St. Louis blues, mainly because he came here and he started his career in, well, his first recording in 1929,
right,
and recording every single decade since that year. So 9 consecutive decades, the longest recording artist to do so. Also, he's one of the founding fathers of one of the institutions that blues music kind of started in the city at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups. Him and Roosevelt Sykes came in there and shared the vision that the late, great Mark O'Shaughnessy had and were able to create not only that avenue, but so much for so many other artists. I'm fortunate. My dad is, it plays so well into this festival because as a kid, I spent majority of a lot of times of my life standing right there on the landing, looking up, watching my dad play on that stage with Fontella and with Oliver and with Johnny.
So, Fontella Bass?
Yeah, with Fontella Bass and Oliver Sane and Johnny Johnson and Tommy Bankhead. And as a kid, I watched my father on the same exact stage that I'm blessed and luckily and honored to share it, only even as an MC. And so it comes tenfold for me, tenfold.
Do you want to mention anything, say anything about his dad?
Henry was a huge influence on anyone that met him, not just for his music, but he was just a pretty amazing person. If I'm right about this, Henry was at the very first Big Muddy when they did it at Mississippi Nights. Pretty much we all kind of looked up to him and he told us how to play and how to act right and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, guys like Henry and Johnny Johnson and Oliver, those were the mainstays at the Big Muddy for years and years and years. And we're sorry that they're not here with us anymore. But often the bands that were behind them are now leading their own bands and performing at the festival this year. So that music is carrying on.
Frank, any particular blues legend in history that was an influence on you?
Well, yeah, Tommy Bankhead. One of Tommy Bankhead's mentors or proteges was Alvin Jett, and I played with Alvin Jett for about 10 years. So the lineage keeps moving on down the line.
We're talking about the Big Muddy Blues Festival, Labor Day weekend. Jeremy, so give me an idea. With more than 50 bands, I think exactly, maybe there are 52, you already sort of referenced sort of the wide range of blues, but give me some more concrete examples.
Sure. So each stage is set up a little differently. The main stage is for the party. You know, there'll be bands like Big George Brock and Big Mike or Marquise, who will be finishing the night on Sunday, Jeremiah Johnson. And then there are two other outdoor stages, the Lucas and Second Stage and the Morgan Street Stage, which are both on Second Street there. And those have bands like the Ground Floor Band and John McVeigh or the Kingdom Brothers and Skeet Rogers. There's a new stage this year upstairs at the Morgan Street Brewery where we're featuring the more of the jazz side of blues. There's a great new band in town called Annie and the Fur Trappers, which is very New Orleans based. You get people like the Gaslight Squares, Sweetie and the Toothaches, the Bottle Snakes. So it's a big room. So for all the dancers to come out and dance in that. And then the solo acts will be over at Joey B's. And those are people like Johnny Fox and Bob Case and Brian Kern and Tom Hall.
Alonzo, I know you're particularly interested in Marquise Knox.
Yeah, that's my business partner. That's my brother from another. I love that kid. But yeah, we do a label together. We just started our own independent record label.
Tell me about it.
It's called Knox Entertainment. We went live officially in June. It's Bedrock is Marquise Knox, the 26-year-old prodigy of the blues in this city. I've known Marquise since he was around 13 years old when he first got introduced to my dad by John May. He brought him to our house and he sat right down, and of course, you would know, my dad took an immediate magnetic liking to him. For me, I was like, who is this kid taking up my time? after a day or so that went by, and you know, me and Marquise caught on like that, and we've been together since before my dad passed and definitely after. And now he's almost over 10 years in from when he first started, and he's only 26. It sounds crazy. Say 10 years in, and then say 26 behind it.
Right.
But he's 26, and he's just starting to hit his stride.
Share some of his work with us. What'd you bring along?
Oh, I brought from the brand new Black and Blue release. It just came out August the 4th, and you can get it online digitally as well, in addition to physical. But it just came out August the 4th. It's called Black and Blue. It's a live album that was recorded at the Bowl Full of Blues Festival in Newton, Iowa. A distinct diamond about this album is that no one knew that it was being recorded at the time except Marquise and the sound guys. So the band didn't know Mike, Matt, Gus Thornton, none of those guys knew that they were being recorded. So this is a phenomenal album, and I brought the track, Can a Young Man Play the Blues?
Everybody wanna know, can a young man play the blues? I said everybody wanna know, can a young man play the blues? I don't know what you think, Newton. I said not only can I play them, if you listen at me, I'll sing them too. Walking around people with my pants sagging to the ground, my uncle gave me a good talk and it set my tail on down. Everybody wanna know.
That's Marquise Knox, part of this year's Big Muddy Blues Festival. Yeah, I like that, huh?
Yeah, this is a good album Marquise just put out, and he's having a CD release party too.
Yeah,
that's all coming up, and you know, I can honestly say Marquise came around. The first time we really met him was when he came and played at the Baby Blues Showcase, and he walked out of the room with, you know, his guitar, no cord, and I mean, he is quite the showman.
I mean, he definitely has been around some of the greats, and you can tell that he's been around because they've rubbed off on him. Because like Jeremy just said, not only is he a musician, but he's also an entertainer. And you're getting to a part with almost any artist where you get an opportunity to say that it's more than a show and it's an experience, then you've kind of created yourself a foundation as an artist. And that's the direction that Marquise is going in.
Any thoughts about Marquise?
I've been watching Marquise since he was a young man, and he's really come a long way, and appreciate his talent here in St. Louis.
Well, Frank, the group that you're involved with, Jeremiah Johnson, has a CD, I guess, that came out last year?
Right. Blues Heart Attack.
Blues Heart Attack. Why don't you share something with us and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this song is it's called Sunshine Through. It just recently won a independent blues award for best funk song, actually.
Funk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Of all things. But here it is.
And that's Jeremiah Johnson, part of the group that our guest here, Frank Bauer, is part of. And did I ask you what part you play in the band? I don't think I did.
You didn't. I'm the saxophone player.
Right. How big a group is that?
It's a four-piece right now, but on this particular track, we've got Nathan Hershey playing keys with us. Did a tremendous job, I think, on this this cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, Jeremiah finished out the festival for us last year, and by that end of that long weekend, I mean, last year there was 47 bands, so not too different. But the hillside where the main stage is down off First Street was just full, and we took down the gates and people came up. I mean, it is a good time seeing Jeremiah Johnson that way.
Okay, you just referred to Jeremy to the location. Let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's on Laclede's Landing, and for those that may not know, Laclede's Landing butts up against the Mississippi River between the Martin Luther King Bridge and the Eads Bridges, cobblestone streets, old warehouses, mm-hmm. there are bars and restaurants there now. Do you want to kind of describe that?
Sure. I've spent more time down there than I have in a long time recently. And, you know, it's different than it used to be. Mississippi Nights isn't there, and we'll need to always remember that that was there.
Right.
And the arch grounds are starting to come around, but I feel it's one of the most St. Louis, like, you know, eight square block, you know, areas there, because, you know, you have the river, you have the cobblestone streets, the old buildings, you have the trains going by, the beautiful old bridges, uh-huh. and so it's really a beautiful place to see music.
But, you know, you mentioned the arch grounds, that kind of slowed things up, and other reasons. It's been kind of low-key the last few years. Do you see that changing?
It's a great opportunity. If there are, just on 2nd Street, probably four or five, you know, places that are open for restaurants, bars, but they have all these old stages, like Hannigan's was right there, or the train wreck or whatnot. And so for me, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of tourists down there, and I'm seeing people that are looking for music, and I'm really hoping that with something like the festival and more people seeing it, that they see the opportunity.
Okay, Frank, at this time, do you know what stage Jeremiah Johnson's going to be on, and at what time and all that?
Jeremiah Johnson's going to be on the main stage on Sunday evening. 7:15.
Uh-huh. What's the best way to figure that out, Jeremy? Now, do all the bands playing at once? How do we approach this?
So there's six stages. Three of them are outdoor and three of them are indoor. So there won't be too much bleed, especially the main stage is down on 1st Street and the other two stages are on 2nd. And then you have the inside stages. It's all kind of, you know, staggered so that the bands shouldn't go over each other.
Uh-huh. Why don't we sample a couple of the other groups? Because there's something like 52. So let's just give an example, some of the variety. This is Skeet Rogers. What do you want to say about that?
So I've been watching Skeet Rogers for 20 years. And to me, he's one of the best, strongest, most emotional singers that we have in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So this is a song by Skeet Rogers. It's called I Wonder, which is off of the new Blues Society compilation CD.
Skeet Rogers.
I'd say Skeet Rogers is one of my favorite vocalists out of St. Louis. I mean, he's got that ability to just hit those notes that make the hair on your arm stand straight up.
Chicka skin.
Mm-hmm.
Chicka skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I call him Big Bro because I watched him just as long, too, since I was a little pea pie, obviously walking around with my dad. And
with your dad, Henry Townsend, you must have met everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I'm rich with no financial meaning. No financial meaning, because I've gotten to be around in some of the most precarious green rooms and hotel rooms as a child. I could go off a list and just talk about being in those rooms with those guys.
Another one of the artists that's going to be part of the Big Muddy Blues Festival is David D and the Hot Tracks.
Oh, man.
He is one of our fathers of St. Louis currently.
Absolutely. David D is the one who has the torch. He's holding the torch with Big George right now. His one song alone is a standard in blues folklore and blues history, and that's Catfishing. I don't know what blues artist probably has not sung that song at least one time.
Okay, Jeremy, what would you like us to hear from David D?
There's a brand new song he put out on the new Blues Society compilation CD called Bit by the Blues.
You know, I was talking to my doctor the other day, and he told me, he said, son, look like you've been bit by the blues. When I was a young boy, on my way to school,
Everybody looked at me one day, said, "You sure look cool." It made me kind of feel all good inside. I want you to know, baby, to my heart's desire. When I growed up, got old enough, and I find out sometimes it'd be awful tough. I asked my doctor, he said, "You was bit by the blues."
David D. and the Hot Tracks.
I would have to say, not only is he a great blues musician, but he's one of the finest dressed musicians in town.
Mm-hmm. And how important is that, Frank?
Well, I'd say it's extremely important for David D.
I think on your list, it got to be, number one, you better know how to sing and know how to play. Number two, you better know how to dress. I think that's right. The top two answers right
there. And he plays that flying V guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is, I would say they call it a throwback, but he never left. He's still, you know, been rocking out the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's sample one more. Tell me about Tom Hall.
So Tom Hall, to me, is he's a great finger picker in the style of St. Louis. He's able to vocalize with one hand what it takes a whole band to do. And this song, it's called Texas Twister Blues.
Well, 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 what more could I do? She cut me like the wind, live my days black as coal. Well, she cut me like the wind, my days black as coal. I was wandering and a crying, dark spot on my soul.
And that's Tom Hall, part of this year's festival. And we brought it up earlier. Maybe it's worth re-mentioning again all the things that we've heard during this segment so far. Really underscore the variety and styles of music that we're going to hear this weekend.
So St. Louis's blues is such a wide variety, from Scott Joplin to Nelly. I mean, it's all it's all part of our language. So the cool thing about this festival is that there's a little bit for everyone. So if you're watching a stage and you don't, you're like, "Oh, this isn't what I want to hear," you just go to the next stage.
So is the way it works, you buy a wristband and you can just roam around, or what?
Yes, it's a simple wristband per day.
A couple of other things I want to mention really quickly. You're having two tribute shows on top of this.
Well, St. Louis is very lucky to have the National Blues Museum, and Dion Brown down there is doing a great job, and they have this fantastic space for music. So the festival starts at 3 o'clock, but from 12:30 to 2:30, we'll be doing tributes to St. Louis musicians Albert King and Tommy Bankhead with the musicians that used to play with them.
Wow.
Telling stories and playing songs.
And then on Friday, Kim Massey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a small fee to get into the festival on Saturday and Sunday, but Friday night there's a free show from 7 to 10 at 2nd and Lucas with Boo Boo Davis, one of our other fathers of blues in St. Louis, and Kim Massey.
Okay, well, just in summary then, and briefly, what are some of the other bands, since there are 50 different acts there? Are there any other bands or groups that you're particularly interested in or excited about personally, Frank Bauer?
Well, I know that as soon as we get off the stage, John McVay is going to be playing on one of the other stages. I'm going to make my way over to check him out.
What about you, Alonzo?
Texas Hurricane.
Right.
For me, I got to give due to the ladies of the Lou, like Renee Smith and Marsha Evans. I'm really excited not only to see both of them, but individually as well. And Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle, I feel, is like a underdog band that's going to knock a lot of people's socks off this weekend. I'm a big fan of theirs, and I think that they are going to raise a lot of eyebrows next weekend.
Jeremy?
You know, I'll go with Alonzo on Tori Casey, and the other one is Alice Monroe and the East Side Review. That is some straight blues, and Alice plays great drums and sings.
Should be a great festival. Thank you all so much for helping us get a sneak peek ahead of time at it.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank That was Steve Potter speaking with Jeremy Siegel Moss, the co-coordinator of this year's Big Muddy Blues Festival, saxophonist Frank Bauer of the Jeremiah Johnson Band, and Alonzo Townsend, who will MC the festival. The 22nd Big Muddy Blues Festival takes place this weekend on Laclede's Landing, and there are a few concerts at the National Blues Museum downtown. For more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.